Suppose it was us. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Every state seems to have its own monster under the bed. In New York and New Jersey, it's hurricanes. In California, earthquakes and wildfires. In Oklahoma, tornadoes. And every time we see one of these disasters, we can't help but think, could I go into a collapsed school and rescue someone? And if I came home and found nothing but the concrete slab, how would the family eat? Where would we sleep? Here's how Moore, Oklahoma, has answered that question.
You listen to local radio around here. People are calling in and saying, I have a home. How can I help? Where can I donate?
I've got CBS's Nora O'Donnell. On KFOR-TV, Oklahoma County Commissioner Brian Maughan directed people to relief centers, which had popped up. Where?
In places that you might not think. Rest Haven Funeral Home has got a great community center. The Ella Rose Theater right here in Moore on 12th Street is also providing for people who cannot get back into their neighborhood.
What's happening is that people are improvising. And it must be working because when I contacted the Red Cross spokesperson and asked how many people were in shelters, she told me that the night after the storm, there were 29. There's already speculation that the need in Oklahoma is so great that some members of Congress might insist on finding ways to offset the costs. But you listen to teacher Jennifer Doan, who was buried with her classroom and who even now in the hospital is in despair that she couldn't save more of her children.
He just kept telling me that he couldn't breathe and he didn't want to die.
I can't imagine anyone who would want to use this as a reason to rehash the budget debate. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.